Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
Anyways, well, we're going, huh?
Yep.
We're here.
That's right.
Guess who's... Oh, fuck, I got a cut.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing.
I've been pulling all the skin off of my thumb, and so then it's just
you got
like,
monster thumb.
It's like real raw on the underside. That hurt. It's okay, we're here. Well, hello, and, well, we need an intro.
That's right.
My brain is fried because no normalcy is in my life at all right now.
Right. I've had a headache for 3 days.
I almost meant to ask you while I was at the store what kind of migraine medicine you had, just in case they had
I've got some.
The medicine area was very well stocked in the HEB.
Well, that's
but
good.
There was literally no bread, no tortillas, no nothing on the shelves today. And
see,
I was just
that's
like.
That's upsetting because I need corn tortillas.
Yeah. I was hoping to have tacos for dinner. And, burgers it is.
There went that.
Yeah. I like burgers.
Theme song.
What's your excuse?
We don't have to wait.
Hello.
And welcome to What's Your Excuse?
The podcast.
I'm Caitlin.
I am Megan. Good job, Caitlin.
I almost said it, though.
I'm so proud of you. Oh, I probably need to get my phones out.
Yeah, maybe.
All 18 of them.
All 18 phones. But, well, we're here. Quarantined life.
That's right.
We're not breaking any rules, though. You know, it's just 10 or under. We Lysol everything. We're
That's
being
right.
super safe.
Yeah,
we're
Mike
four
is the
feet
best.
Apart. Yeah, Mike the God says, I will kill all the germs.
That's right.
And no germs.
What I like is that he also says, for you, and points to me, like as if he only did my side of the table.
Oh, no, I mean, he let me know too, but I think it's apparent that I'm just like,
yeah,
I'm not as big of a germaphobe.
Right, right.
I mean, I did come prepared with my hand sanitizer.
You good.
But, I mean, I was just like, yeah.
I've been getting...
I trust you to take care of things.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. I also, like, have been getting in this weird habit of, like, when I do leave the house... I go to my bedroom when I get home and I change clothes because I'm like, all the germs are on my clothes. It's concerning. I don't know. I'm hoping it doesn't last too long because I also hate doing laundry at the same time.
I'll see. The first thing I did in my quarantine life was actually fold and organize all of my laundry. I haven't hung up everything. I separated what needs to be hung up.
Yeah.
And so now I just have to hang it up.
That's good.
But I did do that.
Well,
so
good.
That's the one thing I did. But then, like yesterday, I watched 2 whole seasons of Schitt's Creek.
I'm so proud of you.
Very
it's so good.
Hilarious. There was a few times that it was just like these witty little one-liners at the end of the episode, and I was just fucking dying. I was sitting there crying, laughing, and Kitty was like, "Can you stop moving so much?
Yeah,
your shaking is unnerving me, and I'm trying to sleep."
One of my favorite parts is when David and Alexis are arguing, and he just leans in and goes, "Shut up."
I don't know if I've gotten there yet.
It's in the first episode.
Is it? Okay, yeah. I forget already.
Also, it's now I can tell you David all the time.
Yes.
You David.
Yeah. I just like the way that all of them say David.
Yes.
Because I thought it was maybe just Alexis, and then no, it's just all of them are like,
oh,
David.
My God. Yeah. And
also,
I
love him so much.
I know.
He is my favorite, and I just want to.
Yes. Carrie once told me that I reminded her of David, and I was like, thank you.
That's a great
I was so
compliment.
Excited. And whenever fucking Johnny comes in his nightshirt.
Yes.
And then David is like, give my best to Bob Cratchit.
Yes, that was
goes,
funny.
That, oh, my God, that's who he reminds me of.
She was just trying to, stay asleep. It was funny.
Yeah.
That's a good show.
It is.
I'm sad that I've waited this long to watch it.
Well.
But I guess it took quarantine to do that.
That's right.
Because so, instead
you,
of watching The Office for the 800th time in a row. I've now started a new show.
Mm-hmm.
So
I have some really upsetting news. Andy Cohen of Bravo.
Yes.
Has COVID. Yeah.
Who else does? Tom Hanks. Idris Elba.
Idris Elba. Uh-huh.
Sad. Mm-hmm. Yeah, did you see that the Australian hospital gave Tom Hanks a fucking volleyball?
No.
They gave him Wilson. I don't know if it was true. It could have been fake news. Damn. But I really hoped in my heart that someone was trying to be funny out.
Yeah.
Because, like, while he was in quarantine, he's alone.
Yeah.
They were just like, here you go, here's Wilson. And I was like,
oh, my God.
That's great.
Perfect.
That's really amazing.
So,
and I was like, there's something good coming out of this.
Yes.
And the fishies and dolphins returning to the canals of Venice, which is cool.
Going to break your heart right now.
This is all fake.
That one's fake.
Really? Dolphins?
Per a National Geographic article I read.
God damn it.
Mm-hmm.
What about the smog in China, though?
The swan?
Smog.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Oh, apparently that one is supposed to be. But I think China's going about, like, real early back to normal life.
Yeah.
And don't they have a new virus going around?
What?
I think I heard something about that. We don't mean to keep talking about it, but also it is, like, literally the only thing happening in the world right now.
Yeah, so. It's current. It's current, and if anyone's going to talk about it, it's going to be us, because we're clearly the right people to be discussing this.
And to be informing you on all absolutely. Of the issues.
You listen to us for news, right?
Yeah, because I just told you fake news, like, twice. Tom Hanks probably never got a fucking volleyball. Oh, damn.
So what else have you been doing?
Besides
Schitt's Creek.
Yeah, just Schitt's Creek.
Okay.
And cool. I've decided now, because then I was like, I'm gonna clean my whole home, and then that was a little overwhelming.
Right.
Because it's disgusting.
Right.
So
I'm sorry, I didn't mean right. Like, yeah, your home's disgusting.
It's just it hasn't been swept in the areas
it's
in a while.
Overwhelming to clean any house completely.
And so I was like, I've made a pact to just do one room at a time.
That's
so
smart.
Today, like, you know, I like pretty deep clean my bedroom, and then I also wash the dishes to kind of get like a head start on that. But now I think I'm just gonna do like maybe the dining room, kitchen, living room, kind of all at the same time, just because but like not do the bathroom and then also the laundry room, because the laundry room is scary. I don't know what in the world happened in there, but something exploded, I guess. It looks terrible. Also, there's rats in my ceiling. Or squirrels. I don't know. It sounds very large. Like, I'm questioning whether or not
a
human lives
rat.
Above me.
It might be a roof rat.
Probably is. But I just hear them all the time. And I'm like,
yeah. I bet it's a roof rat.
I don't like this.
Yeah, no, that's not enjoyable.
No. Hey, anyways, what have you been doing?
I did bleach my hair. I did it.
Woo-hoo!
And regretted it almost instantly.
Did you call me or text me? Saying you did. It was something,
I
was like,
"I texted you."
Oh, you did. And then I was like, mm-hmm. "Ooh, I just burped." I was like, "Yeah, I'm gonna need to see that."
Yeah. So I did. I bleached it, and there were a lot of things, a lot of variables that were not great.
And did you hear that weird
yes,
sound?
I did.
Okay, sorry.
And then it's okay. And then I put a coral color over it.
We were trying to be twins.
And it was like, it was bad. I looked like a penny on the top of my head.
It was very copper.
Yeah.
But some people like strive for that look.
Well, they can come to me and I'll tell them exactly how to get that look.
What was it? We were, okay, wait, hold on.
What's bad is how many people were like, it's not that bad. And I was like, no, it's bad. Bad, y'all.
I mean, the top and bottom didn't go together.
Right.
That
exactly.
is true.
I was like, guys, it's bad. Don't lie to me and call me your friend. How dare you?
But, the overall top color was not for, like, an at-home bleaching where you're, like, it dried too fast and stuff. It actually was a pretty color.
So,
it just did not match with bottom color.
Right.
And
so,
I know it's not what you wanted.
I went to my mom's house because I called my mom and I was like, I texted her and I said, I've made a mistake. And this is like 11:30 at night. My mom goes to sleep at like 9:30 typically. Apparently this was the night she stayed up late. And she calls me and is like, what'd you do? And I was like, I bleached my hair. And she was like, I told you not to. And so then I was like, okay, bye. It's still on. Goodbye. And so then she calls me as I'm rinsing out, or I'm like blow drying the copper on it. The peach is what I wanted. And she calls me and is like, well, let's see it. And I was like, I'm blow drying it right now. And she was like, how is it? And I just went, it's not good, Mom.
I wouldn't have I'm told already you I made a mistake. You,
it's not good.
If I liked it.
And so then she's like, okay, well, FaceTime me whenever you're done blow drying. And I was like, okay, bye. And so I call her and it's midnight. And I go, hi. And she goes, let me see. And I was like, okay, but don't make any noises, okay? Because I already know it's bad. And my mom will typically go like, like all of those mom noises.
You're just like,
and so I was like, don't make any noises. I already know it's bad, so you don't have to tell me. I'm not going to try and justify my decisions like I'm 16 again. So just look at it and be like,
And I so love it, sweetie.
She looks at it and she goes, it's honestly not as bad as you're making it sound. So, which I was like, well, that was a tactic.
I think that's where, like, because I was like, it's not that bad. Yeah. Like, the way that you're making it sound, like, because then I think we ended up calling before you sent me a picture.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was imagining something much worse.
Yeah. Everyone like, was imagining splotchy. And I did a really good job of saturating all of the hair.
Yeah. I mean, it was even.
Right.
So, like, that's why I was like, well, like, this could be much worse.
Yes. And that's what I keep telling everyone is, like, it's not the worst thing I've ever done to my hair. It's also not the best thing I've ever done to my hair. And so I went to my mom's house yesterday because she was like, just come over. She bleached it again for me, but she thinks she made it worse because it, like, it's still uneven. But I told her, I was like, it's fine, Mom. I'm trapped in my house for God knows how long. Yeah. It's fine. No one Who can am I see trying it. To impress? So Ryan, like, I pulled up to Starbucks yesterday and Tina was like, oh my God, your hair. And I was like, please don't. And then she was like, I want mine that color. And I was like, please don't, Tina. You have wonderful hair.
Yeah, she's got pretty hair. And then, today, Tanya said something. She was like, I was thinking about bleaching my hair or something.
Tanya?
Or, no, she was wanting to cut her hair. But then she said her friend wanted, or Bree, I guess that's the one who works at Starbucks.
Bree, yeah.
I guess she was wanting to bleach the tips of her hair. And then Tina was like, well, Ryan's girlfriend could do it. And
I could.
I was like, she probably is going to have some issues doing hair for a hot second, though, after doing this. But again, still super
well,
even.
Well, because here's the thing. I can do other people's hair and do it perfectly fine and know what I'm doing.
You can also see the whole head.
But exactly. It helps. But it was also the fact that the type of bleach that I had bought was just not the right kind for what I needed. Don't buy clay lightener. It does not pull fast enough, and it dries out. And when bleach dries, it stops working. So that's what I did. I bought clay lightener. It didn't pull fast enough. It dried too fast. It was a mess.
Yeah.
So I am, fingers crossed, getting it all fixed tomorrow.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Stay tuned.
That's right. So any other news on, because I think that's what we're going to talk about for the most part, is just what we've been doing
in quarantine.
In quarantine.
Man, I really just haven't been.
Not a lot?
No.
Well, I will also say my boss has been texting us.
Slept a lot.
Updates. Yeah, same. My boss has been texting us updates. Like, here's how's everyone doing, blah, blah, blah. And I responded immediately with, I bleached my hair last night, so that's where I'm at mentally.
Oh, speaking of mentally.
Go I on. Mean, oh, yeah.
I forgot to take my medication for the past 2 days. And one of the fun side effects of this is that my anxiety starts peaking whenever it's when I'm coming off of it.
Right.
Another one is like my eyes like start like twitching and like just buzzing, and it feels like I'm like vibrating the whole day.
Yeah.
And then just a fun, never-ending numbness where I feel nothing, and then it's really hard for me to move any part of my body. But anyways,
it's really uplifting.
Yeah. But my panic attacks manifest in my chest. Like, it's just all, I can't breathe, and it feels like I just have like an 80,000 pound weight on my chest.
Yeah.
And I can never catch my breath. And so that's what I've been feeling like all day. But like, I don't have a cough, and I feel fine, but like, I can just tell. I mean,
right.
I'm so experienced with panic attacks that I'm like, very much, but I know what it is. But from an outside perspective, it looks really bad right now.
Absolutely.
And I'm just like, I don't have a cough. I'm fine. It's just I'm literally, my body's like, why are you doing this to me? I'm freaking out.
It's I things think it's get really bad
when you get off of this medication, Caitlin. Yeah. Stop. Yeah. Your life ends.
What, have you just forgotten to take it?
Yeah, because my schedule's been all thrown off.
Okay, well, I'll start texting you.
Okay.
A reminder.
Do they take it at like 9 or 10 a.m.? 10 a.m. is probably when.
Oh, I take mine at night.
I take mine with breakfast.
That's smart. I don't take any pills in the morning.
Second breakfast.
Great. So did you guys, was it? Oh, someone asked us last night. It was Kyle because we went over to their house to have tacos and stuff. And he was like, are y'all doing brunch tomorrow? And I was like, where are we going to do brunch?
Nowhere has.
And he was like, we know if you wanted to order it and then like come over. And I was like, no, I want to sleep.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what were you going to say? Was that your idea?
No. I saw today that Bubba's is doing the drive-in movie.
The drive-in, yes.
With the purchase of a to-go order. And I thought that was actually really cool.
That is. I thought that was a good idea. That.
And then also, whoever the fuck came up with that marketing ploy, it's like, smart. They deserve like $1 billion raise.
Yeah.
Because they're about to be making lots of money. Mm-hmm. That was good.
I know. Ryan and I should do that tonight.
I was thinking about
work in the morning.
Yeah.
What time do the movies start?
8.
We could probably do that if it's like a short movie. Because like I know it's the other night they did Sandlot. We should have gone to that one. But.
They're going to start doing like matinee shows for kids and
stuff.
Oh, awesome. So.
That's great.
Oh, another thing. This is what I was trying to hide from you.
Oh, okay.
I got my new license and look at this thing. Doesn't
that
look crazy?
That is not what my license looks like.
No. And I renewed mine like 9 months ago like for an address change. And then this motherfucker came in the mail today, and I was like, what?
Dude, no, I renewed mine online, and it looks nothing like this. Like the little picture in the corner, like a glamour shot.
It's creepy. And then my name is raised. Whoa. My ID, I mentioned, my ID got stolen in Chicago. But I finally got this one in so people can stop being like, that's not real. Yeah, my picture's black and white, too.
Did you go get, you like went to the DMV and got a new one? Mm-mm. You ordered it online?
Yeah.
Same picture and everything?
Mm-hmm. That's 17-year-old Caitlin right there.
I need to look at mine then. But I did not think mine looked that different.
This is crazy. Because this is not weird. At all what my last one looked like. I opened this motherfucker today and I went, what?
Mike, this is get in my purse. Get in my purse and get my wallet. Damn it. There aren't tampons.
But yeah, this, I was like, I don't know what this is.
Do you know how many times I'll tell people, get in my
purse?
Oh, yeah,
it's got the penis on the back.
Great.
Look at that.
Do you know how many times I'll tell people, like, go reach in my purse? And they always say no. And I'm always like, it's fine. I'm telling you. I'm giving you permission. People won't do it.
My date of birth is on here, like, four times. Sorry. I got distracted. There's one here, but then there's one on my weird surprise face.
Hey.
And then it's also here on the back.
Oh, my God.
Man, they're real. This says something about hazmat.
Does that say?
Transports place carded hazmat.
Oh.
Can I wear a hazmat suit?
I don't think you needed a license to do that. It's weird. Also, Ryan told me that when we were talking about the podcast, and he goes, Caitlin, because we were talking about it with Kyle and Karis, and he goes, sometimes Caitlin gets real raunchy, like so much that I have to like lay my head in my hand and be like, oh my God, girl. And I told him, I was like, that's how I sit through most of our podcast when she says things like dicks all in my face. My head immediately goes into my hand and I go, good God, my cup is peeling.
No.
Well, that's upsetting. It's fine.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Sometimes,
don't apologize.
I just don't have a filter. So
don't apologize. I love it.
It's just how my brain thinks.
No, I think it's wonderful.
And then I talk and then I also have absolutely no boundaries when it comes to too much information. I don't have any shame.
I think it's wonderful.
So I'm like, I'm going to just keep telling people. And then, like, I have no issue telling you, but then, like, I'll be in, like, a conversation with someone I don't really know, and then I'll be like, blah, 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 blah. And then they'll be like, I just see this, like, wave of horror wash over their face, and I'm like, oh, right. I guess in normal people's minds, that's way too much information.
Well,
some people think talking about your period's too much information.
That's true. And I'm like, I don't care about my period. I'll talk about it all day.
Yeah.
It's just, they're
it's natural.
So, yeah.
So is pooping.
That's true, too.
Who is it? I don't know. Never mind.
Okay.
Sorry.
I have a lot of friends that have, like, that, like, don't enjoy talking about.
He bring purse.
Down to talk about poop. Heyo.
Purse time.
Thank you. What a kind old man he is.
I don't know what that laugh
yeah
was.
No, this is my new ID.
Yeah, that's what my last one looked like. And so I was like, you kind of look like a Tinkerbell fairy.
That's an old photo.
So is mine.
We will not. Okay, well, you were cuter.
No, I mean, I just, like, your hair is, like, spot on for Tinkerbell.
I don't, yeah, I know.
Like, that's, I mean, it wasn't a bad thing. It's just,
I don't understand. Now I want one like yours.
Well, I got mine literally, I swear, 9 months ago, maybe. Even if that, it could have been 6. And then, yeah, and then I got this in the mail today, and I was like, this is not the same. What the fuck?
That's so weird. I'm jealous. Yours looks cooler.
The man at the grocery store was like, what?
Why are they so different? Brand new. Let me see it again.
They're like, it's like,
yours is thicker.
It looks like a completely different state's license.
It really does.
I was like, people are going to think this is fake.
Yeah.
Until they start seeing Texas licenses that look like this.
Yeah.
But I'm sure if it's like a place that serves alcohol that has to do that, they have to have like an updated license showing like this is an accepted version or something. I'm assuming, because he went, oh, brand new. And I was like, yeah. Yeah,
I want one. I just ordered mine like a couple of days ago or like a couple few weeks ago.
Well, I guess it just happened.
Remember?
Yeah. No, I don't. I don't know what I said. Yeah.
Well, like mine, I couldn't get like my cigarettes or get into like True Love and stuff. And so I was like, fuck it. I guess I'll order an ID.
What?
Because mine
happened?
Expired.
Oh.
Mine expired on my birthday.
I see.
Yeah. It was irritating.
When does this one expire?
Probably 7 years.
It doesn't tell me. Oh, issued 2020. Oh, expires 1/16/2024. 4 years.
Mm.
Well, because I renewed mine at 24. And so, at 24 years old. Nope, at 21.
Oh, yeah. Mine expires 2026. Mm-hmm. And I got it 2/20/2020.
Maybe it's because of when we like actually last renewed it. I got a replacement / I updated my address.
Well, send us
to be Waco.
Become a patron on our Patreon and I will use that money to get a new ID. That's so weird.
Yeah, no, it's fucking wild though. I pulled that out of the thingy today because I was like, oh, thank God people can stop questioning my fucking paper ID.
Yeah.
I still do not understand why they even issue those.
Yeah, no.
No one accepts it.
I didn't even print mine.
And then it doesn't help when I already don't look like I'm 21.
Right.
The other day I went to go buy a bottle of wine at the grocery store and this guy came up to me and I'm pretty sure he was not even 21.
Yeah.
He looked younger, much younger than me.
Great.
And he came up to me and he goes, there's no way you're 21. And I was like, yeah. And he was like, no, you're serious? And I said, I'm 26.
Fuck
I was
off.
Like, oh, look at this. And then he was like, oh. And I was like, I got my birth certificate too, just in case.
Yeah.
Like, I just kept it in my bag. Now I've taken it out. But I was like, just because I'm fucking sick of people being like, no.
Yeah.
And I was like, this got that. And so, oh, that reminds me. So when you were saying it's a seal, or like, were you thinking of like a wax seal?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's just the seal of Texas.
Okay, but mine's North Carolina.
The state seal. Oh, well, either way, it's a seal.
Oh, okay.
It's like a raised, embossed stamp.
That's what I said embossed last time, and you're like, you laughed at me.
Did you say embossed? Or did you say engraved?
No, I said embossed.
Oh, well, it's an embossing.
Because then I was like, damn it, I sound so stupid.
No.
And I listened to it again, and then I was like, no, I'm pretty sure I'm right.
Well, it's an embossed, it's the seal of
embossed
your state.
Embossed seal.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
But yeah, it is embossed.
Yeah.
I don't know why I would laugh at that.
I don't know. Anyways.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
Hey, listeners.
Hey.
We're super excited to be coming to you today about a new business and or product.
It's a real business and or product.
That's right. If you are in the Waco area, you should consider checking out Hecho en Waco Mexican Cuisine. They're a family-owned restaurant in the heart of downtown Waco.
And they are offering delivery or curbside pickup here. So y'all should definitely use code HECHO254 for 20% off your order at HOenWaco.com. I eat at Hecho en Waco. You see the way Hecho en Waco. All the time. Literally some of the best Mexican food. Love them so much.
Yeah, absolutely. So again, that code's going to be HO254, H-E-C-H-O, all caps, and that'll be 20% off your order at h1waco.com. And so, yeah, we're really excited. So many local businesses have reached out to us, and so we're just doing some of these spots.
Yeah, and please go patronize them, especially right now and always.
That's right. All right, bye.
So, yeah, quarantine, I've been watching a lot of TV, giving myself headaches watching TV, dyeing my hair like an idiot. Making a lot of cups.
Yeah, she made me one. Glows in the dark.
Stripping Woo-hoo! A lot of cups. Fucking up cups. Stripping them.
Still drinking out of my Chopped Indy acetic wine cup. That's right. Today we're drinking Ravage Cabernet Sauvignon.
Why do you sound like the NPR or the public access radio channel from Parks and Rec. So
I have been watching snippets of Parks and Rec in between The Office.
Yeah.
I kind of go, because I've watched Parks and Rec maybe 3 times.
Yeah.
But The Office is
yeah,
80.
That's fair.
And that's just pretty much
I do
if
really,
we're not going to sleep to horror movies, it's just, yeah. The Office comes on afterwards, yeah. And we wake up in the middle of the night, watch it again.
Yeah. I do really I think I want a Finer Things Club tattoo because it seems like something I want.
I every time I saw that, I was like, oh, that's some shit I would 100% be a part of. Yeah. Today, someone was asking me, they were like, I need some books to read. And I was like, oh, I got a whole fucking bookshelf. And then I was like, granted, it does have about
18 copies of Alice in Wonderland.
It's actually 32.
Yeah.
I think is the final count, or 34. 34. Perfect. For those of you who don't know, I collect copies of Alice's Adventures in Wonderland and Through the Looking Glass. Ranging from the early 1900s to now.
Yeah.
I have several pretty decent copies.
Yeah.
And then I started thinking and I was like, oh, well, I have, you know, all the Lord of the Rings and the Hobbits, the Hobbit. I have multiple editions of the Hobbit. But then I was like, well, my Lord of the Rings is, it's a box set from the 70s. And I was like, so I wouldn't ever loan that out.
No.
And then, because I was offering my bookshelf, and then I was like, no, can't touch that one.
I mean, I'm going to give you a list of books you can use.
And because then I was like, well, and I was like, I have a lot of poetry. And I was like, I have a couple first edition Robert Brownings. from
you
the way that I talk,
fuck.
I know. From the way that I talk, you would never expect that I was into shit like that.
Yeah.
But I have some very good books, and I mean, lots. And then I also have, you know, some modern poetry and stuff
right.
that. You have all the Ruby Carr, so both of her books. And then, this new one that I haven't read yet. Maybe I'll read it. I bought it, but haven't read it.
Great.
It's called The Princess Saves Herself in this one.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And so that seemed, it just seemed cool. So I bought that. And then I was like, well, but then I was looking through today and I couldn't find her last name. So I didn't know how to message her and tell her. But I did actually have some books. I have a good amount of Stephen King and stuff like that, too.
Yeah.
But a lot of horror. If she wants to read horror, poetry and Alice.
Yeah.
That's my bookshelf.
Did we and talk about when I listened to The Haunting of Hill House on audiobook?
Mm-mm.
I listened to it. It's nothing like the show.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing.
That's why everything is so different based on.
No, it's a different story completely.
Mm-hmm.
And so have you read it?
No.
It's they're not siblings. There are no siblings in it. They don't live in the house. It's almost what's that other? A House on Haunted Hill.
Mm-hmm.
They go in for a competition, basically, to stay a night or stay 2 weeks in this house. And
so
I'm
it's the most accurate representation of that book, though, because I mean, I've read some good synopses. And then one of my favorite films, I actually, Necroelectric, or I think of Skellington Curiosities, listed some of their favorite horror films on both Netflix and Hulu.
Yes.
And it said Comet Yours. And one of mine, since I was a very young kid, it mainly because it traumatized the fuck out of me.
Great.
Was The Haunting. Which is based, I didn't realize until I recently went back and watched it because I found it on Hulu, is based on The Haunting of Hill House.
Oh.
And so it is Hill House, and it's there. They all go, and it's not a competition that they go for, but they go for
a sleep study.
Yep. Uh-huh. And then so all of them's there, and it doesn't have quite all the siblings, but it does have, Liam, and what is that his name, Liam?
I don't remember. I could be wrong.
It's got,
but it has like Nell probably.
Yes, it has Nell. She's the main character.
In the book has Liam. Yes, Liam. The book has Liam, not the show. So okay, go ahead.
So it's got Nell and then Liam. I thought that was the one that her twin in the Hill House. Is that not
his name?
I think so.
Maybe I'm just an
idiot.
I don't know.
I can't. It's been so long since I've watched it now, but
you keep talking. I'll look it up.
Yeah. And so that is, I think, one of the closest like representations of it. And I still think it's perfectly, it's a horror film that's aged well,
yeah,
in my opinion. Because I watched it again and I was like, there were still some things that I was like, nope, that's fucking scary.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of it could have just been because it was like playing on the shit that scared me as a kid. But the cast for it is insane. It's got Owen Wilson. It has Liam Neeson.
Great.
Was it Catherine Zeta-Jones?
Sure.
I think is her name. She's in it.
Luke.
It was an L.
Yes.
Yeah. Luke. There we go. He's in it. And then the other, why can't I remember any of their names? The one that can touch and feel.
That's the one that looks like Angelina Jolie in the show.
Yeah.
I'll look it up.
It's been too long. Anyways, those three are in it, and then the dad is like bad guy.
Oh, okay.
In this, I don't know. Very great horror movie. I would recommend going back and watching it.
I'll watch it. Theodora.
Theo. Yes. Yeah. So that one's Catherine Zeta-Jones or something's character. But
I'll watch it.
It's sure. I think it's really good. And it was, I think it's like late 90s, early 2000s.
Okay.
And it was probably one of the first like horror films that ever really stuck with me.
Mm-hmm.
Aside from Milo, which is not well known. No one ever knows that one.
Nope.
But it freaked
Milo
me
out. Milo and Otis? Yeah. I love that movie. Yes.
No, but that one is this like creepy little guy. He like crawls under the fucking, like, I have a fear of air vents in the floor. Because he would like crawl in them and like spy on this chick. Yeah. So I have like an irrational fear about those still. And then I have a fear of canopy beds because of The Haunting.
Okay, I'll watch them all. Watch Milo.
Yeah, no, don't watch that one. I mean,
that seems, no.
There isn't, like, yeah, is that one's weird. But Haunting, I think, is a fantastic horror film. And The Dead Don't Die is on Hulu.
Oh, awesome. I gotta tell Ryan.
Yeah, I told him the other day and he goes, the what? And I said, Ryan, you know what this is.
We got mad at you for going to see it without us.
Yeah, I know.
After you got mad at us for going to see it without you.
Yeah.
But we will watch it. Payback's a real bitch, huh?
But no, it's, I watched it again. I did watch that movie. I watched it again
without us.
Do you want to come over?
Nope.
Yeah.
We are in quarantine.
Yeah. But so it is on there.
Okay.
You can watch it. Hulu's been up in its horror game actually lately. I watched the original The Thing the other day. Besides Schitt's Creek, all we watch is horror films. So
okay. I'll watch a lot of those probably.
Yeah. Haunting's good.
Did I ever tell you about whenever I went to see The Conjuring with Ryan?
Mm-mm.
So as we talked about very briefly last week, I am Catholic. Things about possessions terrify the fuck out of me.
It's also the most realistic.
It really is.
And it's like, it's possible. So that's the stuff that gets me going. Like zombies, not scared.
No, not scared. Not at all.
Aliens also do not scare me.
World War Z did give me anxiety just because it was very like chaotic. Mm-hmm. But that was just chaos gets me.
So like I often will like zombie shows. Like I like I liked The Walking Dead for a while. I did stop watching, I'll admit, after Glenn, spoiler alert, dies. He's my favorite character. So
I think you're supposed to say spoiler alert before you start the sentence.
Yeah, whoops. if you don't know by this point, you're just fucking dumb. Sorry.
I'll leave.
But Chris actually really likes zombie movies. So he's shown me a few that I'm like, oh, shit, this is good. Train to Busan is really good. But will also probably make you like, shit, like, because it's a little scary.
It's just like everything happening at once that was in World War II. Like that just like I was like, can't do it. But we went to see The Conjuring. Ryan had asked me, I think it was before we started dating. I can't remember. When did that movie come out?
I just got into college. I think it was like 2013 or 14.
Okay, so we must have been dating already.
I was in college for a little bit. So I don't know why I thought that.
We were dating, but he had asked me, like, he had been like, I'm going to go see this movie with my friend. And I was like, I want to go. And he was like, No, you don't. And I was like, yeah, I do. I think I want to see it. And so he reluctantly was like, okay, well, let's go.
I was like, Ryan and I used to see horror movies together because you didn't want to go.
Yeah. So I go, and my friend Julianne is with me because she had said, like, I've already seen it, so I can tell you, like, you're going to want to close your eyes. And so I was like, great.
That's smart.
She did a bad job of it. Okay.
She fucking sucked.
She was not great at it. She did try to tell me, like, there were times where she'd be like, oh, I forgot about that. And I'd be like,
What is your job?
So halfway through the movie, I leaned over to Julianne and I was like, I'm going to go smoke a cigarette. And she was like, okay. So I tell Ryan, I was like, I'm going to go smoke a cigarette. And he goes, you're not coming back. And I was like, yes, I am. That's rude. I did not go back. I stayed outside of the theater. It was like the last 30, 45 minutes when it all gets like real crazy.
Yeah.
And then a few years later, I noticed it was on HBO at home. I was home alone. And I was like, I'm going to watch this.
Alone?
Yeah.
God damn it,
I was like, I'm
going
to watch it. I'm going to just
like,
face
that's
my
some
fears.
Shit I
I'm going to watch it.
But that's because I have no feelings towards that anymore.
Well, I watched it. It was fine. It was the middle of the day. So, like, I was like, okay, this is the perfect time to watch it. It was fine. I will not watch it again. It is creepy.
Yeah.
But that's my story of The Conjuring, left halfway through the movie. Left at what most would call the best part of the film.
Which part was it?
The ending.
Oh. I didn't know if there was like a specific thing that like made you leave. Though.
When they, I can't remember what made me leave.
Is it when she's in the basement and
I
you
think
see the feet
so.
Come
I
down?
I think so.
Because that's the creepiest part to me. I hate it. That is one of my biggest pet peeves about horror films is when they show faces.
Uh-huh.
So a lot of the people are like, when she's on top of the armoire, the little wardrobe thing, like, and it goes like pans in on her face.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, that was so scary. And I was like, that part is literally like The Conjuring for me would be a almost 10 out of 10 movie.
Yeah.
I love that movie. I could almost quote it the amount of times I've watched it.
Yeah.
But
meanwhile, I can
it's like a family movie that my dad and I watch it every time we're
it's
together.
It's a family film.
It's a family friendly movie. But every time I'm in San Antonio with my dad, we always watch The Conjuring. I don't know why.
Oh my God.
It's just
and then
like
we
a
go
thing
to the zoo?
You didn't know? It's just your casual
oh
everyday stuff. But like that movie I would give it like a 10 out of 10 if I could, except for that part pisses me off. Because I'm like, don't show the face. It's so much because that part in the basement where you can just see her feet kind of floating by and hanging is terrifying.
Yeah. No.
Or like, you know, if it's a reflection, okay. But then whenever you pan in and it's like, I'm just like, that's fucking dumb. And you've lost my attention now.
See, I hate jump scares. Jump scares, I'm like,
if it's a cheap one.
They scare me, but then I'm like, fuck you. Then I'm angry.
I like when it's. Because the ones that will get me are the ones where it's just like all of a sudden like a loud like truck going by or like, you know, just a loud sound. And then it's like not scary at all. But then I'll feel myself.
Whoa.
I should move up this whole table. But I feel myself jump and then I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Man,
and then you
me.
Feel stupid. Yeah. See, I don't like to feel
I mean, but
stupid.
Like at things like that, I'm like, ooh, day was tricksy.
See, who are you?
I don't know.
See, like that's stuff. Did you hear my breathing just now? It's very asthmatic.
Oh my God. So the other day.
Sorry.
You heard about this. Someone commented or someone messaged me saying that maybe I had pointed them out on the podcast.
Yes.
And I was just like, don't worry. This you were not grouped into that. But I was going back because he had said that. And so I was like trying to listen and just like figure out what in the world I had said.
Yeah.
Two things I figured out. There was one episode where you're talking and you can just very clearly hear me going. I'm breathing so fucking loud.
But remember, that's also because we didn't have Mike to do producing.
But I was just like, God damn, Caitlin, like, did you just get done running a fucking marathon? What is your problem? And then the last episode that we did with Mike on it, we pretty much recapped our entire entire podcast.
Perfect.
Because there were so many things, not like topics of excuses, but right. like little anecdotes and little stories, or like we were name dropping almost all of our old ones.
Yeah.
There were just so many little things that I was like, if you want a summary of what happens in our shit,
that's the one to listen
sounding
to.
Ones, go to that one.
Yeah.
And you'll spare figure yourself it all out.
Listening to the bad ones.
Yeah. There were so many funny ones.
Yeah. But we're funny.
It was funny. But yeah, I feel like we're much better now.
Ryan brought up the drumline thing to me the other day. Because you brought it up to him.
Yeah. 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 I said, so why do you like drumline so much?
Yeah. and he told you.
Exactly what you said.
Yep.
He said, it was just on cable a lot. Like, it just happened to be on a lot. I'm like, change the fucking channel. Watch the news.
That's what I told him. I was like, well, you know, Bravo Housewives are on cable. And he was like, I like it more than I like Housewives. And I was like,
You can find TLC.
Yeah.
There's some great stuff on there. And so yes to the dress like, all day, just admit every day.
It, you like it.
The moment they put Say Yes to the Dress on a streaming channel,
yeah,
my life will be over.
Perfect.
I'll watch it great. All the time. Like when I was planning my trip to New York, that's uh-huh. probably never going to happen now.
Well.
I'm so sad. I'm mm-hmm. out like so much money.
Oh.
So much money. Because Southwest won't refund now. I mean, unless they cancel. But they were like, you can bump your travel date a month and we won't like change your fares or anything, which is nice.
Yeah.
But I'm like... Yeah, bump my travel date out a month. I've already booked my Broadway tickets.
Yeah.
That was $300.
Yeah.
I've already booked my Crown tickets for the Statue of Liberty, which is only $60, so I'm not as mad about. But yeah. still, that's $60.
Yeah.
And then I paid for an Airbnb mm-hmm. that was $300-something.
Will the Airbnb not refund?
I don't know. I haven't contacted them yet. Message them. I'm gonna. But I was waiting till it got a little bit closer, or yeah. like seeing like how things went
yeah.
before I was like, hi, what's our plan?
Yeah.
But, like, I mean, I'm easily out at least $500 now.
Right.
And, like, I can't just, like, oh, go. I mean, that's, I guess maybe I shouldn't have fucking planned everything in advance.
Well.
God. I literally didn't expect this to happen.
Yeah, no one did.
And then I'm glad I didn't buy the fucking travel insurance on it, because travel insurance is not covering
Doesn't
anything.
Cover this.
Coronavirus.
Yeah. Yep.
And I was just, like. Good. Well, this time I didn't get it.
Yeah.
I'll buy it for some flights if I'm, like, yeah. worried about, like, weather.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, it's April. It's the end of fucking April. Nothing's going to happen. And, oh, we both, like, have UTI symptoms since being in quarantine.
Yes, that's the other thing.
You drink Diet Coke, and I drink right. only wine.
I only drink Diet Cokes. And so that, when I'm in school, I can only drink water during class. So I drink a lot of water. But then I come home, I'm holed up in my house for 2 weeks, and I just apparently just gorge on Diet Cokes.
It's the only thing that fills your soul.
Yeah, and now I have a UTI. It's real fun times.
Good thing I get them chronically, because mm-hmm. I was very prepared to
yes,
help her.
That's right, because that's what good friends do.
Yeah.
They make sure that they get UTIs frequently so that they can help
so
me.
So she can help. Yeah, no. I've gotten them chronically since I was a baby.
Yeah.
So... I just get them real bad.
So we're just living our best lives with Corona.
Yep.
Not with Corona, not like hand in hand.
Yeah.
But like during the Corona outbreak. I'm going to kill you. During the Corona outbreak, this is how we're living.
It's my favorite to remake that song into so many different things, because when La Llorona came out, there was I was still working at Starbucks at the time. And so then I was like walking around all the time and I'd be like, La Llorona. And then I don't know any of the other words, so.
Great.
That's
perfect.
I only know my Sharona.
That's a really creepy song, actually.
Really?
You should look up the, yeah.
Okay.
Listen to the episode
would
of Punch Up the Jams.
Would you
it.
Like me to just read the lyrics aloud, since we're not getting to anything? This
yeah.
has just been an episode of our lives.
Yeah, basically.
This is, you're just here to hear us talk.
Yeah, kind of.
How do you spell Sharona?
S-H-E-R.
Sharona.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cute. Never gonna stop, give it up. I guess I said I was gonna read it nicely. I was just like, mwah. Okay, what? This is just ads.
So here's what I want you to do instead.
Okay.
I just, because we're about out of time for this episode.
Yay.
So I want you to go listen to the podcast Punch Up the Jams.
Punch Up the Jams.
And there is an episode about my Sharona.
The Knack.
And
is that
they
who
talk
sings
all
it?
About it.
The Knack. I never knew
I
that.
I don't know.
I didn't. Know. I've never heard of the Knack. I just know that
they're
song.
A one-hit wonder.
I guess so.
Right?
Hmm. Are they a one-hit wonder? Mike did say it yet. It's by the yeah. Knack. He's oh. like, you fucking idiot. That's what he just said.
Did he write that on the whiteboard?
He said, "You're fucking dumb, Caitlin.
You daft bitch.
How do you not know the knack?" I almost forgot the name again. I was like, the daft.
So, that's because I was saying daft bitch. But I think that's about it as far as us bitching about what's happening in quarantine.
Let us know what's happening to you in quarantine.
Yeah, please.
Let's all suffer together.
Yeah. The other thing that my friends and I are doing, we started a big Snapchat group where we basically just have a quarantine karaoke party where we each sing a little bit. I mean, we're not as entertaining as the celebrities that did Imagine, but actually, that's a lie. We're more entertaining because we choose better songs.
There you go.
No offense to Imagine, because I guess that's a pretty big deal of a song. But anyways,
let's not talk about it.
That's about it. So
tell us what you're doing to survive. Yeah. If you're listening to our voice, which you fucking should be, then tell your friends to also listen to our voice.
Yeah.
Maybe have a small gathering of 3 to 5 people and sit on
five
the corners of your room.
Fuck it.
And you know, as long as there's, ooh, HEB had these things on the floor today that said, "Thank you for practicing social distancing."
Oh, and they have the little steps.
Yeah, and it tells you where to stand. And I was like, whoa.
Because that's the other thing. I have been to Michael's, and the other day, that's something else I did want to mention. Went to Michael's the other day, and I have been trying to practice social distancing. Mm-hmm. So, like, when someone's in front of me in line, I, like, stay 6 feet back. Then this lady behind me was staying 6 feet back. This other bitch gets in front of, she says, "Excuse me," and gets in front of the lady behind me because she hasn't realized she's social distancing and thinks that she's just like looking. And then she like gets like directly behind me, and I was like, please back the fuck up.
Back the fuck
kindly
up.
But luckily they called me to a register before I needed to do anything.
Before you had to yell at her.
Mm-hmm.
How fun.
But yeah, that's the second time that I have been practicing social distancing and someone still got too fucking close to me.
Yeah.
Practice it, guys. It's not hard.
Yeah. I tried to like, at HEB today, I was just like trying to like stay back. And then all these people like rub up on me and I was like, stop.
It makes it very obvious how few people recognize even just personal space.
Yeah. Because like, I mean, in other times I wouldn't necessarily think about that.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just like, God, like, are you
stupid?
Oh, my mama tried. Love you, mom. But today she was like, the millennials. And I was like, no. And
she
was like,
us.
Because they're just trying to go out and stuff. And I was like,
that's not us.
I was like, mom, I'm going to be honest. It's actually the elderly that I've seen out more.
Mm-hmm.
It's the people who have been coming and shopping.
Yeah.
Actually,
like you've all got death wishes.
Bit more. And then she was like, and then everybody's buying up stuff. And I said, also, not
old
the millennials.
People.
I was like, it's a more. Yeah. And not like the elderly who like super need it.
Yeah,
they can't
no.
get shit.
Yeah.
But it's like the like 40 to 50 year old Karens. Pause for dramatic effect to look at Mike. No, I'm just kidding.
No, it's not us.
No.
So.
And I was just like, it pissed me off. I was like, I straight up told her, I said, mom, that's a little bit of an ignorant statement. I did. That's like word for word what I said. I was just like, I can't take this.
I love it.
I was like, I love you, mom, but don't pin this shit on me.
Yeah.
I was like, because I feel like I've been trying to do a pretty good job.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yep.
Thanks very much.
Yeah.
Anyways, we are in the lovely Rogue Media studios practicing safe social distancing.
That's right.
Three of us are here. We've Lysoled. Yep. We are at least 4 feet apart.
Oh, at least.
Maybe 3. But we're also not, like, breathing on each other. We got a screen.
Yeah.
So. So everything's good. And we're here. We're being safe. And it's very lovely here. They take care of us. So go follow Rogue Media Network.
That's right.
And everything that they do and all of their podcasts.
Yeah.
And love us all.
That's right. And if you want to reach out to us.
And tell us what you're doing in quarantine.
You
have a variety of options.
Yes. You can send us an email at.
What's Your Excuse Podcast at gmail.com.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then you can reach us on Instagram
at What's Your Excuse Podcast with no spaces or any of that jazz. And you can send us a DM, tag us in your stories saying, look, I'm doing my self-quarantine.
Right.
And just like that.
In that voice.
If you don't use that voice, we're going to be mad. Right. And we will not repost your story.
Clearly.
Because we have so many to filter through.
Absolutely. Yes. We have millions.
Millions.
And then on Facebook.
It is What's Your Excuse Podcast with spaces and an apostrophe because.
We're not monsters.
Animals.
Animals. Sorry. We're not either.
I'm none new. Of the above.
I'm new.
Check apparently. A, B, or C. Other.
Yeah.
We are other.
Well, we're humans.
Yeah. Something so. Like that.
Civilized humans.
Kind of. And you can listen to us on all of your favorite podcasting platforms. Some of them include Apple Podcast,
Spotify,
and Google Podcasts,
and Stitcher.
That's right. And blah, 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 blah.
And you can sign up to be a patron on our Patreon.
That's right. That is dot com.
Right.
That's right. Patreon.com.
Patreon.com/
What's Your Excuse Podcast.
Correct. Right? Yes.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Thank you guys.
We have to say thank you to our patrons, which are, it's going to be Brian and Amanda Harmon.
Uh-huh.
And
Brandon.
And then also Madison.
Uh-huh.
And did we ever figure out who the last person was? Was it Shelby?
I don't remember, if we're being honest.
Yeah.
I never looked it up.
We had trouble finding who was actually still donating. Anyways, we love all of you who have donated, ever donated.
Yes.
You are all a big part of this podcast, and we couldn't do this without you. So we appreciate everything that you do for us. Be on the lookout for new stuff coming soon once we get out of this hellhole.
I have breaking news.
Breaking news.
Harvey Weinstein has coronavirus.
Good.
In prison.
Die.
Yep. So on that note, goodbye.
Bye. See you never.
What's your excuse?
I love that sound.
This has been a Rogue Media Network podcast.